Hi. This week the question is it wrong to proselyte people from other churches? The word proselyte means to convert. The question that we're asking is this: is it wrong to purposefully try to convert people from their present church and encourage them to come be members of our church? Many people would answer this question with a resounding yes, this is wrong. It is wrong to proselyte people. In fact, there is a passage of Scripture which seems to suggest that proselyting or converting people from one religion to another is wrong. In Matthew chapter 23, verse 15, Jesus said, "Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For you travel land and sea to win one proselyte, and when he is one, you make him twice as much a son of hell as yourselves." And so it seems like Jesus is saying it is wrong to make proselytes. Is this passage and is the Bible in general saying that it's wrong and that it's unchristian to convert men from one church and encourage them to come to another? Well, let's begin by looking closely at the passage that we just read, and let's see exactly what Jesus was condemning in that text. Let's read it again. Matthew chapter 23, verse 15. "Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For you travel land and sea to win one proselyte, and when he is won, you make him twice as much a son of hell as yourselves." If we treat this passage fairly, Jesus was not condemning the act of proselyting or converting men. He was condemning the scribes and Pharisees because when they did convert men, they were not converting them to serve God. Instead of converting men from sin and encouraging them to serve God, they were simply fashioning men to become children of hell. In contrast to the proselytes of the Pharisees, there were good proselytes in the early church who served the Lord. In Acts chapter 6, verse 5, for example, there was a disciple named Nicholas who was a proselyte from Antioch. In Acts 13, verse 43, the Bible says, "When the congregation had broken up, many of the Jews and devout proselytes followed Paul and Barnabas, who, speaking to them, persuaded them to continue in the grace of God." These men that were called proselytes used to be heathens, or at least lost. Formerly, they had been pagans and had worshipped idols, but they became proselytes, that is, they had been converted, and so believed in and worshiped the true God of heaven. So then, whether it's right or wrong to proselyte depends upon what you are converting people to. On one hand, if you proselyte or convert a person to believe and practice error, then it is wrong to proselyte men to do that. This is exactly what Jesus condemned the Pharisees for in Matthew 23, verse 15. On the other hand, if you proselyte or convert someone to believe and practice truth, that is right to proselyte men in that manner. In fact, did you know that in the Bible, people are commanded to convert others to the truth? In Matthew chapter 28, verse 19, Jesus said to his disciples, "Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I commanded you. And lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen." In Mark 16, verse 15 and 16, Jesus said to his disciples, "Go into all the world, preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized shall be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned." So here, in these two passages, Jesus instructs his disciples to go forth into all the world and to compass land and sea and proselyte or convert people to the gospel. Men and women must be taught the truth and they must be baptized to have their sins washed away. Obviously then, if a man or woman is a member of a church that teaches false doctrine, and there is false doctrine, then they must be converted from that to believe the truth. If people are in a church that practices unscriptural worship, and there is such a thing as vain unscriptural worship, then they must be converted from that to practice the truth. In James 5, verse 19 and 20, "Brethren, if any among you wanders from the truth and someone turns him back, let him know that he who turns a sinner from the error of his way will save a soul from death and cover a multitude of sins." According to this passage, when men and women stray away from the truth, they become lost. Their soul is headed for hell. Would it be right to remain silent? Would it be the Christian thing to do to simply say nothing and not warn the person who has strayed away? Well, certainly not. We must warn them, and in so doing, we save a soul from death in hell, and a multitude of sins is hidden in the process. This is the goal of this Bible Talk program, to convert people from error to truth, to encourage people to leave behind false doctrine and erroneous practices, and to turn to the truth found in the inspired pages of the New Testament. In 2 Corinthians 6, verses 17 and 18, the Bible says, "Therefore, come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord, and do not touch what is unclean, and I will receive you. And I will be a father to you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty." This is the Lord speaking here. And the Lord says, come out from among those who teach and practice error and remain separate from them. If you do this, God said, I will receive you and will be a father unto you, and you shall be my sons and daughters. Now, it's not wrong to proselyte men and women to the truth, but it is wrong to proselyte them or convert them to error. Well, thanks for listening and considering our Bible Talk message this week. We invite you to visit our website at www.willofthelord.com. That's willofthelord.com. There are no spaces between those words. And there at our website, you can download the notes and the audio file of this message you just listened to. We invite you to call again next week when we consider a new subject on Bible Talk.